apply. See store for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A few minutes ago, I permanently relieved Captain Owen Ahmes of his duties as commanding officer of USS Enterprise for demonstrating exceptionally poor judgment while serving as executive officer of that ship, 2006 to 2007. While Captain Honor's performance as commanding officer of Enterprise has been without incident, his profound lack of good judgment and professionalism while previously serving as executive officer in Enterprise calls into question his character and undermines his credibility to continue to serve effectively in command.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into another hour of discussion about the Navy commander who's been relieved of his duties. In fact, you just heard Admiral John Harvey announcing that Captain Owen Ahmes is being relieved of his duties. Ahmes was permanently relieved of his duties as captain of the Enterprise just 2 weeks before it was due to leave its home port in Norfolk to support combat missions in Afghanistan. The videos that were a part of all of the hoopla made by Captain Ahmes and shown as entertainment to about 5,800 soldiers on board the Enterprise. That's between, 2006 and 2007, as I recall. The videos, which also include slurs against gay men, were disclosed over the weekend by a Norfolk newspaper. The Virginian pilot would be very interesting to find out where they got the videos, wouldn't you think? Here's more from Admiral Harvey, who goes into detail as to why the decision was made to replace Captain Ahmes.
After personally reviewing the videos Captain Ahmes created while serving as executive officer, I have lost confidence in his ability to lead effectively, to command Enterprise. He is being held accountable for the poor judgment and inappropriate actions repeatedly demonstrated in those videos. It is a fact that as naval officers, we are held, indeed we must be held, to higher standards of performance and conduct. Those in command must exemplify the Navy's core values of honor, courage, and commitment, which we expect our sailors to embrace and call their own. Our leaders must be above reproach, and our sailors deserve nothing less. Captain D. Newborn will be permanently assigned as the new commanding officer of Enterprise. Captain Newborn most recently commanded USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, and while in command, he completed two successful combat deployments in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. Captain Newborn is currently serving as the Chief of Staff for Navy Cyber Forces. He will assume command of Enterprise later this afternoon. Captain Newborn knows what needs to be done, and I have complete confidence in his ability to lead the sailors of Enterprise as they deserve to be led and must be led on their upcoming deployment. My paramount concern now lies with keeping the Enterprise crew properly focused on their deployment in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. This is certainly a difficult time for the crew and their families, but they have proven themselves in a thoroughly professional manner throughout their workup cycle. They are ready to go. I have full confidence in their abilities and their readiness to execute all missions during this deployment under Captain Newborn's command. The permanent relief of Captain Ahmes does not end the investigation into the inappropriate videos that he made while serving as Enterprise Executive Officer. The investigation will continue to look at all aspects of the production of the videos to include the actions of other senior officers who knew of the videos and what they did or did not do in response. Captain Ahmes has been reassigned to administrative duties with the commander, Naval Air Forces Atlantic.
Next up on our countdown, NBC presents Matt Lauer, who has a conversation with former Navy officer Pete Clark. Clark is a friend of Captain Ahmes and has defended him and the videos.
I know you guys go way back. You're from the same hometown. You followed him into a career in the Navy. When you first heard about these videos, that he made them, that he was in them, and that he aired them for the 6,000-plus crew members of the USS Enterprise, what was your reaction?
Actually, I knew about the videos through some of the folks from the crew in the past. And actually, he was quite popular because of those videos. That was quite a morale boost for the crew on deployment. It's a very stressful time, and the morale of the crew is indicative of the safety of the crew. So, obviously, when folks are happy going about their job, doing their daily course of work, anything that can cheer them up and create a laugh or loosen attention is always, you know, wanted and needed.
Well, is it anything, though, that can create a laugh? I mean, when you look at some of the content of these videos, there are gay slurs, there are scenes of simulated masturbation, and worse, do you think in any way these cross a line?
Well, actually, what you're seeing there and what was seen on the TV was a compilation, a montage of the videos over 7 months. So what they've missed is, and what may be the only thing that we've seen, is that compilation video. What people are missing, and that's a distortion and a misrepresentation of the truth, because it was videos over 7 months that were together, and it was like a story being told
right.
over the course of the 7 months.
But Mr. Clark, even the Navy, after reviewing these tapes, has labeled them clearly inappropriate, which also raises another question. If the Navy knew about these tapes several years ago, and by all indications the Navy did know about these tapes, then why was nothing said until now?
Well, exactly, Matt. Why was nothing said till now? I think there's a political agenda here. I think maybe after Don't Ask, Don't Tell, we have a white elephant in the room. He may have made some statements on those tapes that offended someone 4 years ago. But let's remember that Opie Honors was the captain of the USS Mount Whitney. And if his judgment was in question, then the performance of that ship, the Mount Whitney, on its deployment was stellar. So, obviously, we've seen Captain Honors prove himself
right.
in situations where his judgment's been in question, and he's always prevailed.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
My name is Ruth Roosie, and this is how I live United. I read to children as part of United Way's education program. It helps them create links between language and literacy and prepares them for a better academic future. I figure I have the time and they have the need. My name is Ruth Roosie. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to call us in a few moments at 800-510-8255. You can email doug@dougsteffen.com. Either is okay. Go to the Facebook page and send your comments along that way. From ABC Radio and Television, George Stephanopoulos now, speaking with former Lieutenant Carrie Lorenz. Ms. Lorenz believes by playing just snippets of these controversial videos, they're being taken out of context. A lot of people have thought that, and it wouldn't be the first time
That's happened, right?
You became a combat pilot after that tail hook scandal. In 1991, more than 80 military women came forward and said they were harassed. Does it surprise you that a video like this could still happen in the wake of that scandal where so much change was called for?
It surprises me to a certain extent. I think it's unfortunate. I do think one of the things we have to look at, though, is that environment. You have the Enterprise that was on deployment, and for those people that are unfamiliar with it, an aircraft carrier is a dangerous industrial worksite unlike any other out there. But yet you do have this diverse population of 5,000 to 6,000 men and women, and that presents in and of itself a leadership challenge. I think it's unfortunate. I would like to think that the people who are responsible for leading our men and women in the Navy wouldn't go forward with videos like this. However, I think it's important to remember that this is being taken to a certain extent out of context.
What do you mean by that?
Opportunity. Well, I had the opportunity to watch the video as well, and it looks like these EXO videos did go over quite a course of time, and now the video that's out there is snippets of it.
So are you saying that the entire video is less bothersome, less troublesome?
Well, I'm not sure because I haven't seen all the videos. I think that there's certainly, you know, there's terminology involved that in retrospect, I would imagine that Captain Honors would say that was really not a good idea. But to think that this is really a cultural or a systemic problem, that there's a leadership problem here, I think we need to be really careful and not repeat the mistakes that we did in the past and just take this step by step. My concern
so does that mean that we wouldn't necessarily relieve Commander Honors of his command if you were in charge?
It's been 4 years. It's now being taken, what I see as being out of context.
The Daily Review of the World of Talk Radio, we listen to 40, 45 different programs and hosts around the country try to come up with the main topics, the main ideas, and certainly this story about the Admiral relieving Captain Owen Honors of his duties on the Enterprise has had everybody buzzing because some people think that it is over the top. Some people think over the top in the fact that he's getting punished too severely. CNN's Brooke Baldwin now speaking with Philip Celsa, who served on the Enterprise and another defender of the videos.
Take me back a couple of years when you were on board USS Enterprise, thousands and thousands of soldiers seeing these videos. I'm just curious, how were they received among men and women?
By general consensus, by men and women, they were pretty well received as pretty humorous and entertainment. They were taken with a grain of salt. They weren't taken quite seriously. They were just viewed as a form of entertainment, just something to take the edge off of the day, just to break the monotony of it all.
Just
to make the day a little better. Right.
And perhaps, you know, as a civilian or other civilians, they can't empathize. I know you work long hours, 15, 16, 17, maybe 18 hours a day. It's hot in the Persian Gulf. Perhaps, as you mentioned, you know, everyone needed a laugh.
Like I said, in the Navy humor, it's a lot different from regular humor in the civilian world. It's a lot more of an adult humor. You know, everybody understands, they laugh, and they don't really think anything of it. For example, you know, the shower scene that everybody is talking about, you know, people will perceive that as to be a little raunchy, and maybe it was, but the whole idea behind that, it was supposed to be a spoof. For example,
are you referencing the two women in the shower?
Yes, the two women in the shower. When that video was made, we were in the middle of the Persian Gulf. At the time, we were going through water rationing because all water that we take in on board the ship, that we drink, that we use to cook, that we use for everything, it has to be processed and has to be sterilized before we can use it. And when you have a crew of upwards of 6,000 people on the ship, you know that water goes by very fast because you only have a limited supply before you have to make more. So the running joke was, okay, you can only take a three minute shower instead of maybe a 20, 30 minute, you know, Hollywood shower. But that's all that was. It was just a spoof on, you know, the water rationing that went around.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Our focus in this hour is the relieving of duties aimed at Owen Honors, the captain of the USS Enterprise, just 2 weeks before it was supposed to go to Afghanistan because of all of the hoopla about some videos that were made 4 or 5 years ago that were shown to the men on the ship at the time. The Navy has brusquely fired the captain, and one wonders, okay, 3, 4 years ago, why wasn't there a little more discussion about this? A lot of people are trying to determine who knew about the videos beforehand. It's kind of like that tailhook thing. The episode has raised serious questions about whether military leaders can behave badly so long as the public doesn't find out about it, but as soon as they do, bingo bango. Here's talk host Pat Campbell speaking with former Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott, who says letting Owen Honors go was an easy decision.
Now, supposedly, some people did complain back in 06, 07, or so the story goes, at least yesterday. Am I correct in thinking that there should be some sort of paper trail to substantiate those claims?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this guy was the XO, the number two person on the 6,000-person warship, so I would say that his boss, another captain, knew about it, and probably other high-ranking officials knew about it, but it's the good old boy network. So these people that knew about it, they can't see that this is not a breakdown of good order and discipline. I mean, you've got a senior officer engaging in this type of activity. It's detrimental to good order and discipline, and discipline is a primary key, the primary thing you need in the military. So the lower enlisted folks, they see that they're boss is engaging in this type of, bizarre, ridiculous, obscene activity. What signal does that send to the rest of the people? I mean, it's insane.
Talk to me. You know, and we're in an age of political correctness here. The big sin, the big crime, seems to be in all the stories. The first thing they mention is the gay slurs. Is that a crime in the Navy? Was it a crime back then? Obviously, it's inappropriate. But what are the repercussions?
And gallows humor is something that everybody in the military understands goes on. Folks that have served understand that we engage in some, raunchy jokes and things like that. But there's time and place there for everything. Those types of activities occur, in settings between soldiers and private. This is something this guy produced, started in, disseminated. But no, gay slurs back then was not a crime. It might, you know, show a lack of taste. And, of course, it depends on the setting, because conduct unbecoming an officer is a crime. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, this guy committed a crime back then under the UCMJ. This is not the type of conduct an officer should be engaged in.
How many other people would have had to be aware, I mean, as far as the command structure goes, aware or sign off on something like this to allow it to happen? Are there other careers that are also in jeopardy?
They should be. I mean, again, I'm people below him, the subordinates, there's nothing really much you can do to them because they're in a, you know, command structure underneath him. Mm-hmm. The folks that are above him that knew about it, it says a lot about these people that they said, oh, well, we'll just, you know, forget about this thing. In fact, this guy was promoted. And he is now, before he was relieved, was the commander of the USS Enterprise, 6,000 people on that ship. So, you know, the old saying in the military is the more the monkey shows his you-know-what, the higher up the pole he goes. So it's just beyond me that this guy, one, was promoted, and two, was not relieved, and three, that the people that knew about it didn't see that this was a type of activity that should be caused for immediate relief.
How common is this sort of thing in the Navy? Is this just, you know, boys being boys, or is this this the exception rather than the rule?
It's the exception. It's very uncommon for leaders to engage in this type of activity. It's very common for the rank and file, when they go out drinking, to tell jokes of all sorts of natures, things that would offend, you know, just about anybody at some point. But, you know, so what? We're not choir boys. Our job is to go out and meet and engage and kill the enemy. But that's a different setting. The setting where you've got a leader doing this type of stuff sends the signal to everybody that, A, it's okay to do it in any setting, and it's not okay to do it in any setting.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you.
again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Doug.
Talk, talk, talk. Here we are talking about the essence of this video. The Navy commander who lost his job, been relieved of his duties, the Admiral John Harvey, announcing the Captain Owen honors, has no longer got a job, but he was doing this to boost his morale. Here's talk host Dory Monson talking about the essence, the simplicity of all of this.
Look, we're 6 months at sea. We're desperate for entertainment. And this guy made these outrageous videos, and that's what you need on a boat. That was what some of the people under his command said. They all loved him. They've now started Facebook pages to support and defend him. Here was another one of the lines in the video that the politically correct crowd decided was just too far.
Finally, let's get to my favorite topic. And something foreign to the gay kid over there, chicks in the shower. This is certainly the most popular video of any of the Exo Movie videos. It's also the one that's landed me with the most complaints.
Okay. So this video, it was made in 2007, so 3.5 years ago. It just became public this weekend. And because the Pentagon has decided that it doesn't want to be embarrassed by the politically correct obsessives in our society. At first they said, hey, these were maybe a misguided attempt at humor, but it was just an attempt at humor. That's what they were saying early in the weekend when the videos first became public. Then the Navy said, well, no, these videos are a concern. And now here you are on Tuesday, and Captain Honors has been relieved of command of the USS Enterprise because of what's on these videos. Remember, don't ask, don't tell. It was fully in effect. That Bill Clinton policy was fully in effect in 2007. There were some raunchy scenes in the videos. There were some jokes in the videos. But as I said, on these Facebook pages that have sprung up to defend the captain, They said that his video skits provided a much-needed morale boost during long deployments at sea. The men and women who served under him said that Captain Honors is a man who genuinely cares about his sailors and helped them blow off steam with corny and occasionally outrageous videos that he concocted every week during six-month tours of duty in the Middle East at the height of the Iraq War. And that part of the commanding officer's job is maintaining morale. And he did that.
I think Dory needs to take a calm-down pill. At any rate, this has become the number one issue around the country this week. If you look at the headlines, it's taken 3 or 4 days for it to get there. But now the Navy permanently relieving what they described as a senior officer after this raunchy video episode. This very interesting how all of the news media sort of gotten on board what the conversation media, that is News Talk Radio and News Talk Television, have been on since the beginning of the week. Now you see the headlines about poor judgment, extremely poor judgment, in fact. So he's been reassigned to administrative duties. 800-510-8255. Gay slurs, female shower scenes, jokes about masturbation. They were supposed to be a morale booster. So the Navy continues to investigate the case and find out why other officers on the Enterprise who knew about the videos didn't say something about it. And yet to surface is how the newspaper in Norfolk got a hold of him in the first place. 800-510-8255. Okay, so we're in this politically correct world. Another example of the same sort of thing. I don't know how many of you listen to ESPN radio, but there's a fellow named Ron Franklin who was on the football and I guess they've done a lot of other radio broadcasts, but mostly there was a lot of football broadcasting that he did. He was criticized in 2005 for talking condescendingly to a female colleague. He said, quote, "Holly, it's not giving up. It's 49-21, sweetheart." And he was reprimanded, as I said, for that last Friday in a production meeting for the radio broadcast of the Chick-fil-A Bowl and the Fiesta Bowl. He made another comment. New York Times says that he had some time left on his contract, but they just said, okay, you're fired. We'll pay you off. So the point of the story is don't insult your co-workers, and don't call them. In this circumstance, he called one of his colleagues an a-hole after being asked to change the tone from Sweet Baby, which, by the way, would have passed probably without notice. Some of the ESPN shows that are on the radio, some of the other shows that are on the radio, that kind of stuff goes on all the time. He apologized. Said, "I deserve to be taken off the Fiesta Bowl, but that wasn't enough to save his job." So it's all around. Is it an infestation? Is it a sickness? Is it a weakness in our society that this sort of thing is not acceptable, can't be used, can't be done, isn't appropriate? It showed bad judgment, going back to Owen Honors, bad judgment. That things are hard for the Navy to ignore or forgive. The National Institute of Military Justice General Counsel Stephen Salzberg said that anyway, I'm looking at what Admiral Harvey actually said, quote, "After personally reviewing the videos created while serving as executive officer, I have lost confidence in Captain Honors and his ability to lead effectively. No questions from reporters." The Pentagon said the disciplinary system isn't foolproof, but it generally works. There are always going to be people who do things they ought not to, says Marine Corps Colonel Dave Lappin, a Pentagon spokesperson. They eventually are held accountable. Honors was set to deploy with the Enterprise this month.
So it took him a long time. But somehow the Virginian pilot in Norfolk got videos. And that's sort of the thread in the story, as I said a few minutes ago. I'd like to know how they got him. Wouldn't you? Not that it doesn't make any difference in the end result. No leaders in senior posts at the Pentagon and in the Navy could explain why, if Honor's conduct was so questionable these years ago, he was promoted after the videos aired. The Navy said the videos were have been sort of rolling around. It's not like they were not seen from that point. They were produced then, but they have been rolling around. So the Navy has fired the captain from his job. He gets to spend the rest of his time behind a desk. I'm guessing he'll ship out early, if you know what I mean. So meanwhile, the president signing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell story this week, lifting the ban on gays in the military. Don't ask, don't tell. This is another one of those deals, right? Your call's up next on the countdown.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock? Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Since OnStar began, we've responded to over 100,000 automatic crash alerts.
OnStar emergency, are there any injuries?
I don't know. I'm in a ditch.
I am going to get the 911 center on the line.
Emergency line.
This is OnStar emergency calling. I have a vehicle crash on Highway 16.
What happened?
I hit black ice. I've got a headache.
I have her east of Highway 97. I also have a latitude and longitude.
Okay, that helps. Are you at the ski hill?
Yep.
With built-in automatic crash response, an OnStar advisor can use GPS technology to locate you and share crash details, which could help save your life.
Help is on the way. We have fire and EMS heading out there to you.
I am still on the line. Do you have a blanket you can put on?
Yes, I had a couple of quilts in the back seat. I think they just got here.
All right, then. Please know we're here when you need us.
OnStar is standard for the first year on 15 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Subway Dinner Theater presents Fast Track Mamas.
Look out, girl! Watch it!
And they're off, racing home to prepare the family dinner. Oh, no! It's completely jammed!
Come on!
To Subway restaurants and the new Tuscan chicken sandwich with melted cheese and grilled vegetables with 8 grams of fat. Subway!
Nice!
For a limited time only, participating restaurants at Subway is registered trademark of Doctors Associates Inc. Fat content statement refers to regular 6-inch Subway speed without mono fat content such as mayonnaise.
Doug Steffen on the countdown now as we review this big story this week, the video that cost Captain Owen Honors his job. Was it a boost for morale? We've heard off and on. This thing's been on the air for, as I said, a couple, I think we've been talking about it. I think this may be the second or third hour of this we've done this week. And we've heard from lots of people who are in the Navy. So if you're in the Navy, we get a, I can think of is that Men at Work. So isn't the Men at Work, isn't the Men at Work that have in the Navy? See, Village People. Okay, thank you, Michael. Tyler, you're calling us from Delaware. Please explain.
I would like to express my wholehearted support of Captain Honors. And I have to say I haven't served with him personally, but I did serve in our Navy for 22 years, had command of a small ship. Having served on an aircraft carrier, I know that the format of the video system typically has the XO come on just before the evening movie and provide, in some cases, some pretty boring information about some of the latest hygiene issues or sometimes about a safety issue or something like that. And you'll see the officers that are using the site TV system employ some satirical humor sometimes to get the attention of the crew and maybe get them to lighten up a little bit. It's a very intensive environment when you're out on an aircraft carrier and you've got missions to do, especially during wartime. What the Virginian pilot showed was a chopped up version of many different videos held together, and they didn't put it in the proper context where this guy was just using a little bit of satire, and I don't think it's inappropriate, as they say over and over again. I think it has to be held in context of who you're talking to and what location. This was a closed system of people on a ship serving together, and he was employing his talents, including a use of satirical humor, to get the crew involved in some activities to pay attention to what's being put out on the site system. And I don't see any of that as being the least bit inappropriate.
They're out to get them, right? They want to get them. Why? 800-510-8255. Move up to New Hampshire now on the countdown with Ward and his understanding of the issue.
I mean, let me put it in sort of pop culture terms. So life aboard ship, in terms of the closed-circuit TV, is a PG environment. So the XO, the second in command, is charged with both being accessible, entertaining, and getting his message across. That message is often very prosaic, like don't take long showers, wear your safety belt when you drive, behave yourself when we're in foreign ports, messages that the sailors have heard over and over again. So, you know, I think what Captain Honors was thinking is I'm competing with the MTV2s, the Jersey Shores, the Nitro Circuses of the world to get the attention of these 18 or 19-year-old sailors. So I'm going to do it in a way that's quote-unquote edgy. And, okay, so that's the premise. That does not give you the right or the ability to be so far over the line as to be, you know, offensive to the degree he was. And I think anybody who's seen the video could not defend the tone of it. It's just it's over the line to a very inarguable degree, in my opinion.
All right, so there are we're all about opinions here. What's yours on this? 800-510-8255. Ian is in Virginia. Was on the Enterprise. What did you see?
I was on board the Enterprise in 06 and 07. I have to admit that I found that some of the videos were a little over the top. The video that the pilot posted was, that was his last video, and he probably went a little beyond what he should have. Most of the videos that he created, they weren't nearly that that bad, that distasteful, I suppose you could say. Honestly, the XO new movie night skits were one of the most talked about things on the ship. Everybody loved them. They thought, you know, everybody was waiting to see the next one. I was in security. There was a difference between the Captain Honors that you saw on the TV and the Captain Honors that was dealing with the crew under those circumstances. He was a very completely different guy, much more, he was absolutely professional and, in my opinion, had good judgment. And I think this is just a little, this is being blown way out of proportion. I'm just an enlisted guy, and, you know, that's what you expect to hear from us, right? Being a leader isn't a popularity contest, that's true. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that you can't be a fun guy also. It was two long, arduous cruises back-to-back, and I think everybody on the ship, for the most part, you know, 98% of us, were very thankful for what the XO did on the XO movie night.
All right. That's a good call. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your opinion and your experience. According to the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Gates and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mullen, were not aware of the videos until the newspaper story came out. They were said to have left any disciplinary action in the Navy decided this. The Defense Secretary had nothing to do with it. So we're back to your calls in a matter of moments here on The Countdown.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Pretty much everything you need to know about this issue surfacing now as we continue to focus on the captain and his job. Sounds like a television show, doesn't it? This is drama. This is, it's amazing. And here's a caller. Chris is calling from Connecticut. He can't believe the captain didn't know any better. I'm with you kind of on this one, Chris.
I served in the Navy for 32 years on submarine. And we had a thing on our boats called the chief petty officer, the chief of the boat, cop. And I believe on aircraft carriers, they have what they call a command chief petty officer who has an unrestricted access to the captain or the XO if he feels it necessary. The thing that worries me the most about this is the snide remarks he made about people who complained. The fact that when he had heard there were complaints, he didn't rethink it, and that the senior chief petty officer of that boat didn't have or feel comfortable to say, sir, you really can't do this. Do you know I could use this as what not to do for sexual harassment training? Are you crazy? A cop could do that on a sub if we didn't have closed circuits on subs. But we did some wild and crazy things on midnight patrols. But we didn't have women.
No women. Imagine how close it must be on some of the new subs where there are women. Wow. There's another issue for another day. 800-510-8255. Adam, you're in Utah and you have a lot to say, so we want to hear it.
Well, I served, I did two deployments, one combat and one pre-combat, and I kind of respect what this officer was trying to do. When I was serving, my father came aboard for what they call a tiger cruise, and he mentioned that how the officers didn't even look at us. There was no interaction, and the fact that this guy is trying to lighten people up and, connect on their levels, which you know, they're kids, and so sometimes you got to be do some kid-like things. They were very dry. I mean, you know, you might walk by them and they wouldn't even look at you. So the most that you got was a handshake if you were lucky. I believe it was a horrible morale. This is when the war first started, and it was just a really intense environment, and there wasn't much break from that.
You know, I was thinking, Adam, about the morale as it was in the war. The people who were at that point in time realizing the war was nonsense, that we ought not to have been there, and there was a lot of pressure on some of the people. Well, I guess some of the people felt a lot of pressure because of the involvement of everybody in this thing, which at that point was extraordinarily unpopular. Here's Jack over in Nevada with some thoughts. Go ahead, Jack.
Well, the thing about this that intrigues me is that these videos are not contemporary. They're a few years old. Mm. And I was wondering if somebody was out to get this guy. Why is it being released now? Yeah, it's almost like, you know, somebody was out to get him. Mm. And, you know, you have to be so careful what you do today because you never – I always tell my wife when you leave the house, you're probably under some type of surveillance. And, you know, these things go viral on the Internet and all of a sudden, you know, your whole life is ruined. The military has a lot of money invested in this guy. If these videos were made, say, 4 years ago and he's not currently doing something like this and it hasn't affected his performance, you know, I don't see why it should be any more than a reprimand. And, you know, as long as – just let him keep his job and tell him don't do it again.
Don't do it again. Don't do it again. Bad boy. Joe, in Oregon, you're a Navy veteran, eh?
I can empathize with the I'm just retired, 24 years in the Navy. My early days, I was a China Fleet sailor over in the Pacific doing with the big boys. And my later years, I was with small boat units. But I think this XO and Captain, I think they made a big mistake with – we're constantly trying to teach our sailors the three core values in the Navy. They always talk about are honor, courage, and commitment. And if they use that as a template to go back and see what they did with this film, I think they'd find out they're not doing very good. The XO on that ship is going to be the disciplinarian. He's like the vice principal in the high school. He's going to make sure that morale is up as far as he can get it to make that unit a fighting unit and combat ready. The CO is the figurehead that overwatches it and tells him yay or nay and gives him his opinions and has the ultimate authority. But it sounds like they probably went a little too far with this video. The XO probably was having dreams of doing an SNL special.
All right. I want to know who it was that leaked this. That's what I'm curious about at this point in time. A newspaper leaked the videos, but they got them somehow. It's tough to be funny without offending somebody today, no matter where you are. I guess that may be a part of the lesson here. 59 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.